For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. For those of you who watched our televised election night special on Connecticut Public, first, thanks a bunch. And second, you heard departing state GOP chair J.R. Romano point to the fact that Raytheon, the parent company of East Hartford-based Pratt & Whitney, had chosen North Carolina instead of Connecticut 3 weeks ago to build a new plant as a point of proof that years-long Democratic control of state politics has been devastating to Connecticut's economy. I heard that and I thought it was worthy of a deeper dive. So I've reached out to a couple of people. First, I got in touch with John Boyd, the founder of the Boyd Company, a consulting firm out of Princeton, New Jersey that's helped aerospace companies make such location decisions in the past. Now, while it seems like he thinks Romano has a point, Boyd points his most accusatory finger, not directly at Democrats, but specifically at unions. And there aren't many of those in so-called right-to-work states.
Clearly, Connecticut has a difficult business climate. It's difficult for Connecticut to compete with low-cost right-to-work states like the Carolinas for aerospace and for advanced manufacturing projects. A right-to-work law is a common denominator among states attracting both aerospace and other types of advanced manufacturing. You know, and this Pratt & Whitney move just underscores the reality that the center of gravity for advanced manufacturing is in the South. It's Airbus in Alabama. It's Gulfstream in Georgia. It's Lockheed Martin and Boeing in South Carolina.
Next, I called up Yale School of Management professor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who thinks ununionized, low-cost labor is an overrated factor in states like Connecticut losing manufacturing jobs to Sunbelt states.
Boy, if it was cost of labor was what was driving economic development, Mississippi would be the best performing state in the world. If you take a look at what's been happening, is there has been a great disinvestment of federal government money into the blue states, especially the Northeast. And there's been a drift towards Sunbelt states, especially the South Central and Southeast, that had been military spending because of the force of a generation of GOP legislators that have shut down places, I don't know, with Fort Dix or the Philadelphia Navy Yard or places that were extremely efficient. But you can take a look at the base closures, and they overwhelmingly punished the Northeast. You know, if the Civil War were held today, we'd be in trouble with so much artillery in the Sun Belt.
Thankfully, there's no indication the South will be taking up arms anytime soon against the North. But I did hear more shots fired from John Boyd, who says another factor driving away manufacturing from Connecticut is that, by some accounts, it has one of the highest total tax burdens in the country.
The COVID pandemic has really made companies even more cost conscious, and we're in an era of corporate cost cutting. So the degree to which you can rein in the taxes would be wise to attract development.
Well, in an analysis conducted this summer, WalletHub.com did estimate that Connecticut residents pay the sixth highest percentage of our total incomes in state and local taxes nationwide. But Yale's Professor Sonnenfeld says that has far from stifled business in this state. Connecticut, he indicates, as an ace in the hole.
We haven't had a break in our fluid production. Of course, that's aerospace is a lot of it, but whether or not it's Pratt & Whitney or Sikorsky or Electric Boat, is the way the governor has worked to ensure PPE, both masks and gowns and other protective procedures through this horrible COVID pandemic. Wow, this is why the very pro-business environment, which is also pro-economic development, pro-community development perspective of Governor Lamont, is such a win-win. That I don't know a single major manufacturer, and I know every major CEO in this state that has a problem with this governor. They love the tone that he's taken, and they don't draw it out on party lines or ideological lines, that this is a win-win mindset.
On the issue of Governor Lamont's impact, Professor Sonnenfeld and John Boyd seem to agree.
The politics, the policy, the taxes, the spending, what we discussed earlier, has made the state a difficult place to do business. But again, a common denominator among states that are attracting projects and retaining projects having an engaged governor and a governor that prioritizes economic development and speaks with companies. And that's something that he tends to do well versus other governors in poor business climates.
And that concludes our admittedly more anecdotal than scientific deeper dive into Connecticut's business climate. I don't know that we proved or disproved J.R. Romano's claim that Democratic rule has put the state at a significant competitive disadvantage, but it being dinner time, hopefully you got some food for thought. I'm John Henry Smith, and this is Connecticut Public Radio.